Do you know by wishing alone, you will never get them? So what must you do? That's how the Noble Eightfold Path teaching from the Buddha comes about. Then I teach them. I say, you follow the advice of the Buddha and you know how to make aspiration that is more effective. You aspire by the power of merits that you have cultivated, yeah? Since understanding this Buddha Dhamma, or following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, purify the mind. You can avoid all evil, yeah? By keeping your precepts. Then you can do good by cultivating the four right effort. The four right effort is very important, especially the third and fourth right effort. The third one is to cultivate all the virtue, all the goodness, the right speech, right action, right thought that are still not in you. You have to work on it. Then final fourth right effort is to purify, and perfect that right effort to cultivate all the good values, virtue, goodness, kindness, gentleness, pleasantness, gratitude, contentment. So all this, once you do, your parami develop. Then you invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for the good thing to arise. You aspire for good life, good career, good marriage, have good children that are very obedient, full of piety, who will not give you problems and all those things. But likewise, when you do all this, you yourself have goodness, have kindness. Then you can be a really good parent. Or even if you are not married, you can be a very good human being. That can be a blessing to all, because goodness comes from your heart. When you understand what constitutes evil, you will know how to avoid them, prevent them from arising. So the first two right effort is there. Right effort to abandon whatever wrong thought, wrong speech, wrong action that has arisen. And when you understand what constitutes evil, you look for the evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. When you have this type of mind state, then you know these are evil roots. There are roots of all evil. It will make you evil as a human being. So if you wish for goodness, but your heart is evil, goodness can never come. Why? Because you fail to create condition for goodness to come. With the evil mind, with all the delusion that gave rise to the evil roots of greed, hatred, anger, envy, jealousy, and selfishness, you will not be able to set the condition for the good karma or the good things to happen. So most of the time, your negativity will create condition for negative karma to arise. And your negativity is a source of all evil, because they are evil root. Root of all evil make you evil. And you will not have friends who will be good to you or kind to you. See, we got very nice phone call music. Wow, that one must listen more. Good vibration. This is life. So most people, you can perceive this phenomena in two ways. Most people who are not trained in the Dhamma, you know what happened. Ayo, Brother Teo is giving a talk. Why your handphone just ring like that? So inconsiderate. Oh, you think like that, what happened? You create negativity. Because you think you must behave in certain way. So this is society's way of looking at things, right and wrong. But you have Dhamma. So what? Music, even lousy music also, if you know how to appreciate, if you know how to be at peace, you will have joy. Understand? Having joy is very simple when you understand. But when you don't understand, when you start to perceive things with negativity and react to situation, then you are not a happy person. you are always being conditioned by your negativity of mind state. So these are the simple Dhamma that can help you in life. That's why the New Year message is very simple. You want to have good life, have a good heart, understand the Dhamma, and cultivate accordingly. Then everything will go your way. But you don't have the Dhamma, whatever you do, not much use, because it will not arise the causes and conditions for good things to unfold. Then, for these people who are heedless, who don't have the Dhamma, life is like not so easy, full of tribulation, full of what they call ups and downs. And they find it so difficult to even have a day of good life, a moment of peacefulness. That's why a lot of people go for meditation, because they think meditation can make them very calm, very peaceful. Then of course they look forward to being enlightened. But if you are not so fortunate in the sense that your past karma don't give you the right condition to seek the right place to learn the right teaching or the right meditation, you can end up more miserable. So this is what nature's law is all about, law of karma. So the Buddha mentioned very clearly in his teaching, if you understand this law, especially the law of karma, spiritual law that governs life and existence, if you want to have good life, you have to take care of karma. Well, he mentioned very clearly, all beings, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. So if our life depends entirely on karma, almost 100% karmically driven, what must you do? You have to take care of karma, isn't it? So that karma will take care of your life. That's why human beings who don't have the understanding of this teaching has a lot of delusion. When they have problems, when their so-called luck are not so good, fortune are not so good, do you know what they do? They go and look for feng shui teacher, feng shui master, or get feng shui advice, thinking that by changing the feng shui, they will have good luck. A lot of business people believe that. And a lot of normal human beings also believe that. And sometimes they seek the advice of fortune teller. And sometimes they believe the bomo, or they believe the medium. Then when they hear people say, wow, this one, this monk very powerful, he can give you great blessing. Ah, yeah, Lily is here. Can let her sit one of the chair, the armchair at the back. The white one, Lily, you can sit there. So these are the essential Dhamma that we need to develop the understanding. So when you understand, you know how to take care of karma, karma will take care of your life, then your life will become very different. Yeah, when you understand karma, you will not dare to do all those things. That's how the Buddha's teaching come about. Where he understand the importance of karma, he said you have to take care of karma. Take care of karma means what? Follow his advice. Why? You have to avoid all evil. Otherwise you cannot take care of karma. Yes, karma is basically you reap what you sow. Do good because good. Do evil because evil. So if you don't avoid all evil, you will constantly arise the evil road. Come, Jennifer, yes. We haven't started yet, don't worry. Oh, Madam Ho, somebody help her. Come, it's heavy. Pauline, thanks. Come, Madam Ho, come. Hi, may you start? Why? Your car can park. Can park. In front of my house. No problem. For the time being, it's okay. For the time. You park properly. Thank you. So Madam Ho also very kind and very generous. I think they brought some fruits too. Many people volunteer. They have this generosity. So we should rejoice with all this wholesomeness. When you know how to do all this right thing according to Dhamma, you have joy, you have happiness. Then you can create friendliness. Friendliness among community, kayamitas. Then you can do the same to your family member. You can also promote a lot of friendliness, leading to harmony, leading to joy, happiness. So instead of reacting, getting angry, say all these harsh speech, negative speeches, that is what I mean by not understanding the Dhamma. Then you create all the wrong speech, wrong action and wrong thought, which is completely against the Noble Eightfold Path teaching. Then you can call yourself Buddhist. How pious, how what? No meaning in that. Because to be worthy of the Buddha, to be really a true Buddhist, the least you should do is to follow the advice of the Buddha, to avoid all evil, to good, then purify your mind, develop the wisdom, so that you can protect yourself and protect others. If you don't keep precept, create offer, I may start. Offer, say, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I think that's enough. We can start our puja now. I think most of you are here. The garland, offer that. Why you must let him offer? Never mind, then we offer first. Because we tell people 7:30, now 8 o'clock already. Oh, traffic is very bad. Don't worry, it's just the puja first. Yeah, no problem. Madam Ho. Offer to whichever great beings you like. Help her to tie. You got another one for Jennifer or not? Bolia, I see. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I need to get 6 people to come and light the candles and incense. Maybe we get the 2 new people. Mary. Oh, Mimi's birthday, come. Sadhu. Chai Chai, lai. Mimi, Chai Chai, and Mary, and the daughter. Then 2 more, the organizer. Yun Chan and Pabasri, come. 6 of you. I almost forgot Mimi's birthday. She very kind to offer her own cake. Sadhu. She is a good cultivator. The son also. You can light any of this candle or incense. You got one there. You just come, that one. Can take it out. Then Mimi can light the incense. Anna is here. Mr. So, Madam Ho, how is it? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 放在弥勒佛前面，这边。萨德，萨德，萨德。嗯。Okay, thank you so much. You okay? Go back. Huh? I just make a small announcement, then we can have our puja. Huh? Okay. Once again, I would like to thank all Kaya Metas for planning for today's special New Year potluck gathering. So instead of our usual Tuesday class, my wife earlier on last year, I think, because Yu-chan was very kind, very considerate, full of gratitude. He used to organize this New Year dinner, or sometimes lunch, for my wife. Anna, and propose, Anyway, it's very, very wholesome and very kind of you to have done that. So she said, no need to, like, so grand, go out and eat and all those things. So he suggested this year, don't do it anymore, because I don't know, maybe she don't want to trouble people and all those things. Then I suggest, I say, maybe I told my wife, the usual Tuesday class within the Chakome, we can still have one potluck so that we can have a bigger invitation to all kilometers who can make it. So that was how. This is the first time we have this New Year potluck dinner at my house. Oh, Vincent is here. Yeah. Yeah, Kong Si Fa Chai. See? So, Kong He Fa Chai. So, our Chinese New Year greeting is actually very fun. If you listen to the Chinese New Year song, very meaningful. The music also very nice, very enticing in the sense that it gives you the New Year mood. How many of you feel that? I feel it in the early years, especially when I was working. Every time New Year, there is so much extra joy. Yeah, the New Year song make you feel good. Then last time, I drive home to Alaska, and the journey sometimes can end up instead of 8 hours. 12 hours. Then sometimes until late in the night only you arrive. But because we plan it, most of the time we arrive early. So the traffic condition, you can't do much. You can only plan according to what you understand. So if you have the good understanding, you travel at the right time, you will be better off than most people. So far so good. For so many years, but the last 10 years I don't drive anymore. My wife say, the traffic has become more and more severe, so no point, we myself fly. So we have been flying for the past 10 years. So I also don't know how North-South Highway's condition is like. I was told by people who live in Strambana, or that day I think Clifford and Joyce call up Pila. I tell you, the traffic is really, really not easy to endure. You don't have the patience. You don't have kanti in you. Because it was crawling most of the time. Okay, so wishing everybody a good, happy New Year. And good here cover all the good things that you wish for. Your good and noble wishes. And I'd like to once again, means thank all kilometers who have made the arrangement, and also the suggestion and other things. So we rejoice with them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We also rejoice with the generosity and wholesomeness of all kilometers who has tried their very best to bring various type of food for us to have them tonight as a potluck dinner. Then, what else? Did I miss out anybody? And also, yeah, Mimi's birthday, it so happened today is her birthday, and my wife knew, you know, I also didn't know, until she told me. Oh, I say, good, then we have a reason for this potluck. We can have a good reason to celebrate her birthday together. And I think she is very happy. Well, she's a good cultivator, and also with the son. She has been with us for many years, I think. At least near to 10 years. So I really rejoice. Let us wish her Happy New Year before the cake cutting. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to Mimi Chang. Happy New Year to you. So no need to worry, we are not recorded. When did Hui Long put it in? Wow, sadhu. Wow, so meant to be. Either way, you should rejoice. Okay, now we can start our puja. Everybody stand, then make a circle. You can stand facing each other also, because today is bigger crowd. Never mind, it's okay, let it run. We will not offer everything, we just offer the important item. Sadhu, 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 heavier, sadhu, 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 sadhu. Is it hot? Hot don't. Hot, hot offer this one. Ah, okay. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. The flower we should thank Pamasuri. She arranged the Kayanamita fan. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. No, put here. No, flower is there. Oh, you want to put here? Okay. Ah, okay. Do. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, we will offer the rest of the item. Eh? Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, you can be seated. Then we can commence our simple puja chanting. Eh? Today we will just chant the normal chanting. Okay. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, then the virya, spiritual zeal. Then finally, mindfully, we shall commence the puja. Ah, Queenie is here. Oh, our important Mei Xiang is here. She is. Oh, okay. 好啊，好. Yeah. So Joyce is also here. Very good. So we commence our puja. Namo Bunsi Shijia Moni Fo. Namo Bunsi Shijia Moni Fo. Namo Bunsi Shijia Moni Fo. Namo Guansiyin Pusa. Namo Guansiyin Pusa. Namo Guansiyin Pusa. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipano Bhagavato Savakasango Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can visit that. Then turn the page one of our chanting. Oh, okay. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay. Then the page one of your chanting book. We will chant the Vandana onward. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panati pata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami.
Adinadana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Kamesu michachara veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Musavada veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Suramiraya majjhapamadatthana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami
Now we will chant the Padipa Puja.
Ganna sarappa dithena dithena tamadangsina diloka dipang sambuddhang Pujayami tamonudang Ganda sambara yutena Dopena hang sugang hina Pujaye pujaniyang tang Puja bhajana mutamang Vanna ganda gunopetang Etang kasuma santatin Pujayami monindasa Siripada sarorohe Pujemi buddhang kusemenanena Punnena matena cha hotu mokhang Pupang milayati yata idang me Kayo tata yati vinasa bhavang Adiva setu no bante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adiva setu no bante Pale parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang Adiva setu no bante Bojanang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatu mutamang
Okay, now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the importance and significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light to the Buddha. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is blessed in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of all karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or power. sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Triple Gem. Padang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, you can have your dinner now. So let us get some of the food from here on the offer table. The author. Cake. Oh, you want to cut the cake first? Oh, okay. Bring the cake over. Oh, low sound first. Okay. Bring the cake over. Then we do it together. Who had helped to plan? Then make this particular New Year Palak dinner a great success. Then we also get to celebrate Mimi Chang's birthday. So it's an occasion for joy for most people. Okay, like I said, we will have an informal gathering. You can discuss any topic that you like, can ask any question if you have them, or you can also share whatever experience you may have, anything that you feel like you want to share them, especially for those who have developed the understanding, the gratitude, the joy, and all those things. You can share them so that it can bring forth the faith for others to follow. Where is the other mic? It was there just now. Oh, they put it back here. Okay. You just have to raise your hand, then we can pass you the mic. Whether you got question or you want to share or anything. Ah, yes. I thought Han want to ask something. Yeah. Anybody? Yeah? Cannot be everybody got nothing to say. You can express. Ah, birthday girl, yeah. Start with Mimi. Wow, that was a good suggestion. Mimi, come. We give you the honor as a birthday girl, to either ask any question or share whatever you have, or express your whatever gratitude and other things.
I will make a very short one because my son want to go home early. So first of all, I would like to express my utmost gratitude to at least this lifetime I have met a teacher like Brother Teo that shares the Buddha Dharma that have helped me in my cultivation, and also having known all the Kaya meters, and we have the same goal to walk this path. And especially also I would like to express my gratitude to Yun Chan. She was very, she in many ways actually get people to go into the Buddha Dharma. When I'm in Rayong, she was many times coming to me, seeing me that, hey, you're not doing the sitting. So, you know, she was very concerned. She's a real good Kaya Meter. She's in many ways. And also Miss Lee, she's not here, she was so nice. Because I want to buy a vegan cake, and she said, oh, I know where to get it. And she's the one actually offered the cake to me. So I'm so glad to have met you all this lifetime, this segment of my life. So hopefully all of us will progress beautifully in our own way, in our cultivation. May you all progress along the path of the Buddha Dharma, get to meet more great beings, great teachers and teachers like Brother Teos that have shared his Dharma in many ways that we have benefited. God and Brother Teo, and God and to all Kayamitas. And also utmost, I like to express my thanks, gratitude, and deep within my nature, I like to thank the Triple Gem, Shakyamuni Buddha, the Ten Direction Buddhas, all the Mahasattvas, and all the great beings that I have, that have helped me in one way or another in my cultivation. Sadhu.
Sadhu. Thank you so much, Vivi, for the beautiful sharing. Yeah, thank you. So who is next? Ah, good girl. Laugh until then. You got something to share? Oh, I thought you're so excited. So you are flying off tomorrow, huh? Oh, Friday, yeah, second, yes. Friday night. Ah, yeah, go. Sadhu, huh? Yeah. Okay, so see you, huh? Yeah, Chong Lim, see you also, huh? Sadhu, yeah. Sadhu, yeah. So mother and son, good team, Dhamma family. Because of the mother and the son also has his past parami. So they are a very strong Dhamma family. So the two of them click very well. If you have Dhamma, you will have affinity with a lot of cultivator. Then beside cultivator, you will also have great affinity with all the great beings, most of the great beings. This path, you cannot walk alone. When you walk, maybe you can walk alone. But the whole of the cultivation, like what the Buddha mentioned, is Kayanamita ship that bring forth the holy life. And when Ananda asked him, well, Ananda thought what the Buddha said was very true. Then he told the Buddha, he said, yeah, 50% of the holy life depend on Kayamita. The Buddha corrected him. He said, no, 100% of your holy life is dependent on Kayamitas. And of all the Kayamita, the Sammasambuddha is the greatest of them all. The spiritual friend. Kayamita means spiritual friends, Dhamma friends who walk the path of Dhamma. So there are two types of Kayamita. One that has the Dhamma means they have awakened to the truth, the teaching. The other one is still cultivating. So most people will fall into the second category, the normal Kayamita. But you can meet our Kayamita who has the Dhamma. That is your great blessing. And always remember, Kayamita is 100% of your holy life, nothing else. Because without Kayamita, you cannot progress. That's why the Buddha advised under Mangala Sutta, associate with the wise, avoid the foolish. If you don't do that, it's very difficult for you to progress along the path of Dhamma. So Kayamitaship is very important. That's the reason why this life, when this nature decide to come out and share, the first thing it did is I told Yun Chan the three conditions. Don't call it a talk or whatever, because it will imply authority over you. We are just Dhamma friends. So Dhamma sharing, we share our understanding. Then no right, no wrong, so that we don't argue. Then whatever that is useful, helpful, use it to cultivate, use it to progress along the path of Dhamma. At this type of Kayamita shape, this way of sharing is very meaningful, very beautiful. So we respect each other for our understanding, for our way and cultivation, etc. So that there is no argument or unnecessary division and misunderstanding. So as Kayanamita, you are free to join any organization, no limitation. Because whatever you join doesn't make you different. If your sole intention and goal is to walk the path of Dhamma, then you are a true Kayanamita. Means Dhamma friends who walk the path of Dhamma, who believe in the same cultivation. So when you hold the Dhamma, you hold the key to the understanding of life, then you become beautiful. You can be a blessing to all. Not only living beings, also to the society, to the environment, to all of nature. The oneness nature, the beautiful understanding that unfolds from that nature will be a great blessing to all. Okay, this is just for tonight's sharing. Yeah? So do you have any other question or anybody wants to share anything? Just put up your hand. Yeah? We will pass you the mic. Make it informal so that we can discuss anything. Don't be shy. Yeah? What about Mary and your daughter? You got any question? How long have you all been in the Buddhist teaching? Oh, okay. Pass the mic to her. Yeah. You always follow who? I didn't get the name. Ching Ho. Oh, Ching Kong. Okay, yeah, he's a good monk. Yeah, Ching Kong Fasi. Very good. So you know Mandarin? Oh, Sadhu. Yeah, he gave a lot of talk too. They are from the Pure Land tradition, Jing Tu. So how long have you been following Jing Kong Fasa? Oh, 3 years. So must have learned quite a bit, huh? Sadhu, can you share with us what you learned? No need to chant, just express whatever you have learned, your gratitude towards him and whatever that has benefited you in whatever way, his teaching and all those things. Yeah. Did he teach you all meditation? Oh no, I thought they got the Pure Land chanting. Nian Pho, yeah lah, Nian Pho lah, that is meditation. Oh. Nian Pho is meditation. Yeah. You know why? To meditate is to develop the 5 spiritual faculty. You familiar with the 5 spiritual faculty? In Mahayana, call what? Uliya. Huh? Uliya. You heard of the 5 spiritual faculty? Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, Panya. That's why I need you to translate. Uli. You haven't heard of Uli. Faith in the Buddha and his teaching, the first one. Faith is called what in Mandarin? Sing. Sing. Then Virya, spiritual zeal, is called what? Not Qing Jing. Qing Jing, yeah. Means the spiritual tenacity to walk this way. Whereas the faith is after you have understood the Buddha and his teaching. He is such a unique being. Yeah, he is not only enlightened, he is fully enlightened. You can say the Buddha is the wisest and the most virtuous living being ever born during the time he arrived. To have such a teacher, to be your guide, to be your teacher, you will have a lot of gratitude towards him.
and your faith in him will be very strong. Then the teaching that he taught us can make us enlightened, can liberate our mind from all suffering. I don't know about you all. For me, this is the greatest gift. This is the most important thing that you need to understand if you come to this world as a human being or as a living being. Yeah, without this teaching, you do not understand life. You cannot free your mind. You cannot liberate from samsara, the wheel of birth and death. You will have suffering. So if this teaching can free my mind and bring about enlightenment, off it and then still on, push it down all the way. No, no, there's a button, push it down, haven't pushed down. Down already, okay, thank you. So once you know that his teaching is so important, you will go all out to cultivate his teaching. That one, that virya, is what we call spiritual zeal. So in Pali, it's called virya. So Mandarin is jing jing. Is it jing jing? Then the third one is zhen nian, sati, mindfulness. These are spiritual faculty that can enable you to understand spiritual teaching. Then when you stabilize that mindfulness, zhen nian, it becomes samadhi. Samadhi is zhen ting. But that ting is a different meaning from concentration. It's not concentration. It's samadhi, san mind. Then when you have sati and samadhi, you can see things as they are. You can insight into phenomena. You can awaken to the three characteristics. You can realize the wisdom. The last spiritual faculty is wisdom. So meditation is to develop these five spiritual faculty. So when you chant the Buddha's name, Nian Pho, is to develop the faith in Amitabha. Understand? Oh, that one is a different way of defining Pa Zhen Dao. Jie Ting Hui is another way of defining Noble Eightfold Path. Yeah. You can use that also, but the spiritual faculty is different. The spiritual faculty are a separate essential Dhamma from Jie Ting Hui. In the Pali tradition, there is another part they call Dana. Dana, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. So Sila is Jie, Samadhi is Ting, then Panya is Hui. So Jie Ting Hui. But before the Jie Ting Hui come in, you must have Dana Parami. Dana is Bu Si Polo Mi. So without Dana, you don't have the generosity Parami, you cannot progress. So you need to start with Dana. So Dana is a very important cultivation Parami. Then when you have the Dana Parami, means your merit will be there. When your merit is there, when you are born as a living being, or any type of living being, especially human being, then that merit, which is the good karma, will give you the good life. So once it gives you the good life, then you can set your mind to develop the meditation. Otherwise, when you don't even have enough money to take care of yourself, like Maslow's needs theory, the basic need of food and shelter is also not there. So you got no time for spiritual thing. You will not have time for meditation and all this thing. But when your life is okay, you can have more condition to go into spiritual thing and develop the meditation. So Dana Parami is important in that sense. When you have Dhamma Parami, you have more conducive condition for you to cultivate, to go into spiritual cultivation, to develop meditation and other things. Once you have that, The next thing you must do is to keep your precept, jie. If you don't keep your precept, you will entangle yourself with life. Because if you don't keep precept, means you don't avoid evil, you don't do good. So without the precept, you can have a lot of things that will haunt you and make your mind restless, lack of peace. That's why you cannot meditate. That's why when the Buddha passed away, he said, follow the Patimokkha and the Sutta. Because these two, Patimokkha is the precept of the monks. Yi jie wei si. You heard of this word, isn't it? Follow the precept as your teacher. If you keep your precept, then the precept becomes your teacher. Well, your teacher is to teach you how to avoid evil, do good, and develop the meditation. So when you keep your precept, you don't kill, you don't harm, you don't commit sexual misconduct, you don't steal, you don't deceive, you don't cause suffering and misery to fellow beings. Your life will be in better order. You have less problem. If you were to kill, harm, cheat, deceive, and do all those things, you will land yourself with a lot of problem. Even society's problem also will arise. You will get involved yourself in people coming after you for revenge when they come to know how you cheat them. And if you commit CBT, sexual misconduct, misappropriating, it will lead to severe legal implications like police case and all those things. Then sometimes lead to relationship failure like divorce, leading to all the unnecessary family disorder. Then the last precept you don't keep, you get yourself intoxicated by drugs, liquor, that make your consciousness low, you can get into a lot of trouble. So all this will come back and haunt you as a human being. So you find it very difficult to have peace of mind, to meditate. That's why without sila, your mind cannot enter samadhi. Jie ding. 没有戒就没有定力. Because all this that haunt you will make you restless, think a lot. So without think, without samadhi, you cannot see things as they are. You cannot develop the wisdom. That's why hui cannot come about. So the teaching is very simple when you understand. The five spiritual faculties is the first thing that you have to develop. And within the five spiritual faculties, you will have all the spiritual mind state that allow you to understand spiritual teaching. And the most important aspect of the five spiritual faculties is the moment you have them, the five mental hindrance, they call ukai, that will cloud your mind, cloud your true mind from shining forth. Means they are called mental hindrance because they hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. 你不能静下来 is because of the 烦心. The 烦心 is 起心动念 is because you have ignorant delusion. And ignorant and delusion condition the five mental hindrance. So this five mental hindrance, I think in Mahayana you call 五开. So you meditate. When you need for all this heedless thinking, restlessness of mind, all will disappear. Because when you have the faith to recite the Buddha's name, that faith will lead to understanding of who the Buddha is and how beautiful the teaching is. Then your virya is there. That's why you become very, very determined to cultivate. Then this virya will bring forth the training to make you very mindful. That is what Zhen Nian is all about. When you are able to chant the Buddha's name until there is nobody chanting, That's why they give you the Gong An Se Zai Nian Fo. But when you chant until nobody is chanting, means the Zhen Nian and the Fo Hao become one. That is Samadhi. Without thought, it's just aware. Then the awareness and that thing become one. No thought. No thought, when you stabilize it, it becomes thing. Samadhi. Thing. So when there is thing, you can see thing as they are. Then everything you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile feel or thing, they are all in that state of thing or samadhi. So samadhi is a very important spiritual faculty. When there is samadhi, you can understand many things. You can see things as they are. Your hearing becomes very clear. Your smell, your taste, your tactile, or your thought process become very clear. Then everything you start to perceive with Zhen Nian, means you are mindful throughout the day, all the time. And with Zhen Nian, the moment you stabilize it, and you use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, Ba Zhen Tao. That's why Ba Zhen Tao, you can break it down into Jie Ding Hui. Jie, Xiu Jie, is to cultivate the precepts. So under Ba Zhen Tao, you have Zhen Jian. You are familiar with Ba Zhen Tao. Zhen Jian is wisdom path, right view. Without right view, you cannot have Zhen Jian, means without the right understanding, born of wisdom, you cannot have right view. The moment you have right view will condition the right thought, right speech, and right action. Then the way you live your life, means right livelihood. So if you were to look at the Noble Eightfold Path, you realize it always starts with the wisdom factor, Zhen Jian. So to have Zhen Jian in the teaching, there are three right view. The first right view with regards to law of karma, the nature's law of karma, the law that governs all of life and existence. So law of karma is a very powerful Zhen Jian. When you understand the law of karma, you know the karma is so important. You have to take care of karma, like just now what I explained earlier on. Then you will know why the Buddha asked you to avoid all evil, do good. Because this is to take care of karma. Then the second right view is how you function as a human being, the law of mind. They call citta niyama. Citta is mind. Then the last one is the law of truth, dhamma niyama. I don't know how you all explain in Mahayana. So these three, the moment you have them, you will have right view. Then you know how to cultivate. The law of mind mainly involves the cultivation of the 12 links, Se Yin Yan Fa, dependent origination. Or they call Paticca Samuppada. So this Se Yin Yan Fa is very important. You heard of this one? Se Yin Yan Fa. Wu Ming Yan Xing. Not into that. Oh, okay. Means they haven't taught you the basic Dhamma. No wonder you find it so difficult to understand. So, I know. The video actually talks the Dhamma. But you need to have this basic understanding of the essential Dhamma to really penetrate the teaching that he gives. Otherwise, it's only words. Yeah, correct. These are all the teaching. But to understand it deeply, you need the essential Dhamma. That's why the essential Dhamma comes from Theravada teaching, Xiao Chen. Then from the Theravada teaching, it moved to become Mahayana teaching. So without the Theravada essential Dhamma teaching is like the foundation is not there. Understand? Foundation means like in our school curriculum system, huh? It's like you didn't learn the ABC. You didn't learn the grammar, how to form words and all those things. You straight away listen. Understand? Listen. Then you sing song. Understand? So you learn the language through listening and sing song. Understand? Then the word all come out. It's just like you listen to his Dhamma. But you didn't start from the foundation, like you built a building. If you don't have a good foundation, this building cannot go up, not stable. But Dhamma, forefar, is worse. Without this essential Dhamma, you cannot penetrate the Mahayana teaching. Because the Mahayana teaching is very profound and very deep. But it needs the understanding of the essential Dhamma to penetrate that one. So without those understanding, you don't know what you are doing. That's why when I say Nian Pho is meditation, you don't understand. You say Nian Pho is Nian Pho. Actually, Nian Pho just a Siu Chan. Your Amitabha is a great being. He got his vow, 48 Da Yuan. So if you can Xiangying, you can develop the cultivation until you match his perfection or his vow. Then you develop great affinity with that great being, which is Amitabha Buddha. So Nian Pho is one of the first direct affinity with Amitabha Buddha, because that is the four how. So when you chant that, you have faith. You link to his nature. You link to his vow. Whereas they vow to take across all beings who have faith in them, who has affinity with them. So that vow will manifest itself and connect whoever who has the faith. And when you chant until your zhen nian, means that mindfulness and the four how become one, then you will realize the true mind. The true mind is not the thinking mind. Zhen xin gen na ge nian tou bu yang, fan xin ye bu yang. But for the true mind to arise, your mind must be silent, completely silent, without thought. That's why wu nian jiu shi zhen xin, dong nian jiu shi wu ming. So you will hear all this in the teaching, but you don't understand what they mean. You will only understand what they mean when you meditate, until you realize the state of wu nian. Wu nian is the zhen xin, which is the true mind. Then when it comes to Heart Sutta, it's even more difficult. Heart Sutta talk about Guan Si Ying. That's why it starts with Guan Zi Zai Pu Sa. Means Zi Zai, at ease. Means the being that has the wisdom is always at ease, because there is no more problem. Then it also talk about emptiness. The whole focus of the Heart Sutta is emptiness. Kong. Kong, the meaning is very deep. You have to understand everything finally is empty. The empty nature of existence. The empty nature of all form. That's why in the Mahayana, they always have this. They say, Kong. 一切相都是空. What is the meaning? Xiang, you know what is xiang? Form. Whether mental form or physical form, or whatever form that you can come to perceive through your senses, they are all empty. That's why, 色就是空. Kong 就是色. So in the Heart Sutta, it's all very clearly written. You can read them there if you want to. That one is Heart Sutta. The other one is Tao Pei Zhou. So these teachings are very deep, very difficult to penetrate. How can form be empty? That is the first thing that most cultivators will ask. But if you truly understand the real teaching, then form is actually empty. That emptiness is just form. That's why form does not differ from emptiness, and emptiness does not differ from form. So all this can be understood if you understand the essential Dhamma. Otherwise, you cannot really penetrate. So I realize a lot who went into Mahayana teaching straight away, they lack the essential Dhamma. And their progress is different unless they have their past cultivation. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Then they have to spend a lot of time listening. Then maybe discuss the Dhamma and all those things before they really learn something. But for those who go through the Theravada basic essential Dhamma foundation, then they got good teacher to teach them. They progress very fast. But the problem with Theravada is they are the orthodox teaching. They go and elaborate on the essential Dhamma. But nowadays, there are very few Theravada monk or teacher who understand the true teaching. That's why they are very, very rigid in their approach, in the sense that they cling on to the teaching without much understanding. They cannot elaborate on it. They cannot link the whole teaching. Then they cannot use that teaching and apply to daily life cultivation. And because of that, they fail to understand the Mahayana teaching. Then they will have this division. The Mahayana say, oh sorry, the Theravada will say the Mahayana teaching is not the authentic one. The Buddha never teach like that. Then the Mahayana say the Theravada is still limited because their cultivation only teach them to realize arahantship. And arahantship, that type of realization, Nibbana, still got outflow. So the two keep on arguing. But when you understand, both are right. The only problem is they both don't quite understand each other. That's why that type of misunderstanding arises. So when it comes to cultivation, you yourself have to investigate. Like the Buddha said, this Dhamma is pachetang, can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. So you have to investigate into it. That's why the Dhamma invite you to investigate into it. He call it ehi pasiko. Then when we chant the salutation to the Dhamma, the Buddha make it very clear that this Dhamma has all these unique characteristics. If you claim to be enlightened, then you have to check whether the Dhamma you have realized has all these unique characteristics or not. If not, then it is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha. He said this Dhamma is sandhitiko. Sandhitiko means can be realized in the here and the now. No need to wait till death. So it's a living Dhamma. Then this Dhamma is akaliko, beyond thought, beyond time. If what you have realized is knowledge still within the field of thought, then that is not the real Dhamma. The real Dhamma is akaliko, beyond the thinking process, beyond knowledge. It is a wisdom. And it has no time effect within. That's why it's timeless. The Dhamma is timeless, akaliko. Then it stands up to investigation. That's why ehi pasiko, you can come and investigate. But this is the truth. it will stand up to investigation. Then this Dhamma is open echo, leading inward to your nature. If what you have realized is through energy field, through the thought process, through focusing and concentration, then it doesn't lead you to your nature. Then you cannot realize this true mind, true nature. Then it is also not the teaching as taught by the Buddha. Then the last characteristic is this Dhamma is pachetang, can be realized by the wise each for themselves. Means when you realize this teaching, you don't need to check with another person or another teacher whether this is the true Dhamma or not, whether you really enlightened or not. If you need to check, means chances are it's not the real one, because the Buddha already mentioned this Dhamma. When you realize, you are the wise one, because it can only be realized by the wise. And the being that realizes it, no more doubt, they will understand what this is. It's so clear, beyond the shadow of the slightest doubt. That's why this teaching is very different, very, very different. Okay, hopefully it doesn't complicate you too much. So slowly, yeah, slowly, have an open mind. Then you can go to our website. You go in there and slowly read through whatever you don't understand. You can either email us or contact any Kayamita. They will try to explain to you. Then you have to understand deeper, further. You can join us. Or you can write to me personally, no problem. Then I will see how it goes. And I can develop the understanding clearer for you to understand. Okay. Sadhu to you. Means you can be here is because yan fen, understand not? Ni gen fo fa yu yan fen. That's why you can be here. So everything is dependent on condition. Without condition, nothing happens. You can be here, your daughter can be here, is because there is affinity, there is condition for it to happen. May I know how you all come? Why you all come to this session? Oh, Han brought you. Oh, okay. So you are a close friend of Han, or? Oh, ex-colleague, no, no, good, sadhu, very good. So now I know the condition. Ah, Stephanie is back. Come, come, come. We have the food reserved for you, don't worry. Sadhu, sadhu. Stephanie is also one of our Kayamita. She's in charge of Tuesday class, the Kayamita Fund. She has helped out in many Dhamma activity too. So she has been an old timer. She is one of the very early Kayamitas. Pass to Yun Chan. Okay, Yun Chan, good.
Brother, I think the Kayamitas actually want to thank you and appreciation for all the teaching and all the compassion and all the repeating. To thank you Chinese New Year, during Chinese New Year. Thank you.
Sadhu, sadhu.
So if we have done anything wrong, you would call for
Read the chanting book. Follow the chanting book. If by action, speech or thought, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that you all have committed any karmic negativity towards any being, not only to me, to my nature, to all beings, you should regularly seek forgiveness. It's for your own good. Because karma is such, you never know when you commit karmic negativity. Sometimes, for a normal cultivator, they still think they have develop very good understanding of the Dhamma. So they thought what they have learned has already made them different. So they never even have any idea that they can still create karmic negativity via heedless thinking, via heedless speech, and various type of karmic possibility. Not until your development of this Dhamma reach a point where you will not regress anymore, then you understand how easy human being commit negativity. When you lack wisdom, everything you do is with selfishness, with delusion, with ignorance. And that one is so subtle. You still believe you are right, right according to you. But according to nature's law, you already created karmic negativity without knowing it. Sometimes at the thought level, the thing come out already. Then later on, after it becomes so emotional, it stirs you up, you're still not mindful, then transgression, you act out of it through wrong speech, wrong thought, wrong action. That's how karmic negativity come about. I think the chanting book is very good, if I'm not wrong. I don't know whether retreat version or what. They even got the Mandarin version. Or is it the retreat version? Retreat version, huh? This one don't have, huh? You go and read the retreat version. It's in Mandarin, no? I forgot already. Last time they used to chant at the retreat there. That old monk, the Tang Jia, he used to teach you all to ask for repentance in that Mandarin format. I think. Pass the mic to Pamasuri. She can lead you all. Because some of you are Mandarin educated.
Shall we do it together?
Yeah, do it together. Yes, sure. You all recite after him. After her, sorry.
Shall we pay respect three times? Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dhammaya. Namo Sanghaya. Wang Si Suo Zao Zhu E Ye. Jie You Wu Shi Tan Chen Chi. Chong Shen Yu Yi Zhi Suo Shen. 今对佛前求忏悔。 包。 往昔所造诸恶业。 皆由无始贪嗔痴。 从生与意之所生。 今对佛前求忏悔。 往昔所造诸恶业。 皆由无始贪嗔痴。 从生与意之所生。 今对佛前求忏悔。
In our retreat book, page 67. So they have both the Mandarin and the English translation. I will read to those who are English educated so that you understand. So it's verses of repentance. Is it Chan Hui Ji? Chan Hui Ji. So, the meaning of what you chant just now is all of unwholesome karma created by your nature. Here they put me. Me is not correct. Because me means this life. You. This segmented life. This segment of you. But if you put by your nature, means since the distant past until now, whatever form of mind you take birth is included. So all of the unwholesome karma created by your nature, arising from beginningless greed, hatred, and delusion, which is tantanzi, expressed through body, speech, and mind, I hereby repent in front of the Buddha. So this is the meaning of asking for forgiveness. But you follow our version better, because our version is more clear and more deep. Here, asking for forgiveness on page 18. You can turn to page 18 of your chanting book. Page 18, chanting book. Asking for forgiveness. Whomsoever from the distant past till now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of mine had caused them any karmic negativity, misery, suffering, or misled, this nature of mine would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness from them all. May my sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all, and this nature of mine vow to repent. We are following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil. And it also vowed to keep and uphold all the five precepts, to do good and to purify the mind. This nature of mind also vowed to diligently cultivate the four right efforts, cultivate all virtues, and train my mind to be mindful and heedful. So this is a more deep and more detailed version. Then you can invoke power of merit by making aspiration following the page 18, making our aspiration section. By the power of whatever wholesomeness or meritorious action and deeds that this nature of mine had cultivated from the distant past until now, may it arise the causes and conditions for this nature of mine to avoid all evil. To avoid all the foolish, meet up with the wise until Nibbana is realized soon as possible. Then this aspiration we are invoking power or merits can be modified to suit other needs where applicable. Then you can recite, may all beings be well, happy and peaceful always. May the Triple Gem, Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha bless, guide and protect you all always. So this one is the version that we adopt, and we had it printed in the chanting book, so it's a much better guidance. Okay, almost 10:30. So you got any more question, you can ask one last one, otherwise we can end. No question. Okay, then we end. We will do the sharing of merits, transfer of merits, then we can end. Let us recall to mind all of our wholesomeness that we have developed over the past 2 hours or so. And we would like to delegate and share all these merits with all beings, starting with the devas. Akasata Chubumata Deva Naga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anumoditwa Chirang Rakantu Loka Sasana Ita Wata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabbe Deva Anumodantu Sabba Sampati Siddhiya Idang Menya Tinang Hotu Sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo imina punyang kamena Mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you can pay respect mindfully to Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, the Buddhas and all the worthy ones.